93.5, 95.3, Connect FM.
Mondays and Fridays, it's Brother Johnny. Today in Houston?
He's New Orleans, Louisiana.
I always miss. He's in New Orleans, Louisiana. Mike's in Chicago. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Fired an 83 at Butterfield yesterday, Johnny. The coach can still flat out play golf. Nice. I'm telling you.
Steven, I'll tell you, I'm pretty motivated this morning. I was watching Mike. I watched that Get Coached, that Victor 1 video you have with your motivational speeches.
Oh, really?
That was good, man.
Well, I think hopefully it made sense. I don't know.
I tell you what. Stevie,
what's it called?
It's called Get Coached by Mike Ditka.
I want that. I want that
I
video.
Like it.
Are you kidding me? It's fantastic. And, Mike, I like they got the remix where it's kind of like a rap. I tell you what. Ice-T's got nothing on you. Nothing.
He's a rapper.
Yeah, no, wait a second. Let's not go there.
Well, all right. I want to find it. Get Coached, and I presume I can buy that somewhere.
Well, I made it along. It was quite a while ago. A
couple years.
I remember they had a series, and they came out. And, yeah, I thought, really, a lot of the points in there were pretty darn good, I thought.
No.
So, it is what it is. I mean, there's a message there if you want to hear it. I think that's really in life. There's a message a lot of places if you want to hear it, you know. A lot of people don't want to hear it.
Good, solid stuff. Yeah. Beth got it for me at Blockbuster for Father's Day.
Love it. What a
terrific.
What a great deal. I want to see Get Coached with Mike Ditka. I want to see that, and I want it to be passed around the halls of Congress.
No kidding.
We need that in the halls. We have Fast and Furious. First, Daryl Issa, and then Elijah Cummings.
It's regrettable we're here, and we certainly would like to not be here. And if the president and Attorney General Holder would simply start producing the documents they know they could produce to us that are not by any means going to be covered by executive privilege, this could be delayed or even eliminated. But we have to...
There's no evidence that he knew about it. No evidence that he authorized.
All right, so what's going to happen? Contempt? Is that what we got here this week, Johnny?
Well, it's contempt. It is contempt. He's not doing what Congress is asking. That's all. It's not a matter of who did what. It's a matter of what are you covering
pages.
Up.
He gave
nobody did anything. Then hand over the information.
But he gave out 7,600 pages. He's done everything, according to Jay Carney at the White House.
Well, that and even they'll admit, no, they haven't. And that's the point. So I think they'll vote on Mike. I think if they don't come to the table and say, listen, here, we'll start going over it, which I don't think they will now. But
no, they've got a few things mixed up in Washington. The executive branch thinks this is a monarchy, and it's not. And so, therefore, you know, they get a few things mixed up. You know, he's, if you're talking about abusing power, executive privilege and all that, I mean, you know, the whole idea of our government is it was set up on checks and balances, but somewhere, you know, the House... The executive, the Senate, the legislature, you know, and the judicial have to be on the same page. We're not going to get anything done.
Well, and you're right. It's not really a matter of, okay, at this point, who did what. It's a matter of what happened in this incident with these gun running, and they're not telling. And the Congress says, you've got to tell. That's the point. And he is acting like he's king, Steve.
Well,
like,
I think it went all the way up.
You know,
I really do. I think a lot of people knew about it, and when they knew about it, what they did about it, they not enough. I mean, it's the same old stuff. I mean, this just, you know, I'm not blaming, you know, this is something that probably happens, you know. You know, you think, well, I'm going to sweep this under the carpet, but you can't sweep it under the carpet. Somebody got killed. It was a terrible situation with all the things that happened. So, you know, just come out and tell the truth. Sometimes that's the best thing to do.
And I wonder what it is that's so damaging.
I don't know.
That he would exercise executive privilege and put himself right in the middle of it. Either he's just being arrogant to make a point, or there's something there. So whatever the case is, it's a problem, and I think they're going to vote on contempt. But the truth of the matter is, when they do, Steve, not sure anything happens at that point.
No, I think what happens is a series of lawyers get involved, and the thing gets put off till after the election.
Long after.
Yeah, yeah. All right, that's Fast and Furious. Immigration, one of the things on the Supreme Court docket. Marco Rubio about that.
Arizona has a all-out border problem there that's not just about immigration. It's about security. And its legislature, frustrated with inaction from the federal level, reacted with this law. I believe Arizona has a right to pass that bill. I understand why they did it, but I don't think it's a national model, and I don't think other states should follow suit. Ultimately, the blame for those kinds of laws falls on the shoulders of federal officials and the federal government for not doing its proper role.
All right, what happens with that, Johnny? What do you think?
Well, I think that they have every right to protect themselves, for crying out loud, and it's exactly what Senator Rubio is saying is true. The federal government is not doing their law, their obligation, they're not fulfilling it under the law, which is to protect the borders of the United States. That's actually one of the only things they're supposed to do. We don't need them to furnish health care for us. They do need to protect us. That's health care enough. Just keep the borders safe. And they haven't done it, and it's gotten to be ridiculous. Mike, it's a completely unnecessary crisis that we've had
over the last 25 years. When you put the responsibility on a state and the state does something to protect themselves contrary to what the government really wants, then it's their fault. Listen, they know they have to protect the borders of our country, but they're not doing a good enough job at it, period. So, I mean, I don't have an answer for it. I'm sure they don't either, or they would have had one by now.
Well, and Janet Napolitano has gone to the border and said, we're more secure than we've ever been. And then people say, what is she saying?
Well, I'm not sure over the last, like I say, 25 or 30 years, we may be, because it wouldn't take much. It's just been basically come one, come all. And now it's starting to manifest itself in all kinds of problems, and it just shouldn't be that way. It should mean something to be an American, which it does, but there's just certain protocol and certain processes I think we should follow. And then I welcome anybody, you know, anybody who's willing to sign on with what the American dream is all about. I'm all for it, Mike, but it isn't to be taken for granted or just handed out just to anybody who kind of wanders over here.
Well, what is the American dream, to go on welfare? I mean, I don't know, John, anymore. I think our American dream thing has been flawed tremendously. I think we understood what it was, because America is only one thing. It's a land of opportunity. You have no guarantees in life, but you have an opportunity. And that's why people have come here for the last, 12 generations or whatever. I mean, for as long as I can remember. And really, it's amazing to me all of a sudden now it's going to change, that all of a sudden that the American dream is, well, I'm going to come there and I'm going to be illegal and I'm going to rely on the government to take care of me. Well, it doesn't work that way.
Well, and I think it's on your tape, Mike. You were talking about the American dream is an opportunity.
It isn't
a guarantee. It's not an entitlement.
No.
It's an opportunity for you to show what you can do and give anybody who has the integrity, the ability, the discipline to accomplish something a chance, and not to be beat down based on arbitrary features of your physique or your background. It gives you a clean slate and a chance. It doesn't say, and if you can't do anything or you don't want to here, you have the right to everything anyway. That's not
we'll
the American
help you out
dream.
Here,
you're
yeah,
right,
sure.
But it is an opportunity, and I'm all for it. As many people getting
we're
not following the rules that we all agreed to follow.
We've wronged so many people here in America. We put them behind the eight ball. They don't have a chance. I mean, look at the discrepancy in employment, and I mean, that's what we hear all the time. There's reasons and there's cause, and there's nobody that says, hey, I have a chance to breathe free. I can do what I want to do. It's all about, what do you owe me?
Well, I think you have to calibrate. I think especially where the government is involved, you have to calibrate what you do. The over-involvement of government actually restricts the numbers of opportunity. It's a catch-22, and there is a role for government. There is no doubt about it, but it isn't this massive, central, micromanage everything and become the nanny state that runs our lives. It's to kind of referee and to keep Wall Street from taking us to the cleaners and over-merge to where there's three oil companies and two banks. What the hell? That's ridiculous. And so there's a happy medium, Stevie, and that's what we're kind of lost our way there. I think we're over-governmentalizing.
Well, what you're saying is true, but it goes all the way back to the Clemens case and everything else. The government gets involved in things I don't think they should be involved in. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm wrong. But I don't understand why you want to be involved in that kind of stuff. All you're doing is costing the taxpayer a lot of money. Let sports, let the entities govern themselves. And if they can't do it, then you can step in.
Yeah. Well, plus,
they've done a pretty good job in baseball, I think.
The more they get involved in that, too, Mike, the less they get involved in what they're supposed to do.
I know that, but they have no. I mean, it's a lot of a waste of money, really, and there's no really foundation for them being involved in it in the beginning, in my opinion.
Across the board, and that's where we're headed, and that's what the big debate's about, Stevie, is that freedom. It all comes down to your individual freedom.
It's Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM, the biggest thing of the week.
Republicans and Democrats are getting ready to hear the Supreme Court's ruling on the federal health care overhaul. The justices could rule as early as today. Democrats are confident the law will be upheld. Republicans are preparing plans for a number of different rulings. Republicans have already said they'll pursue step-by-step reforms to replace the law no matter what the court decides. And both sides of the aisle are looking to keep some provisions. The Supreme Court is also expected to rule on Arizona's tough immigration law this week. In New York, Marianne Rafferty, Fox News.
All right, Mike, what do you think on Obamacare? Is it going to make it?
I have no clue. I really don't. I mean, you know, I watched Fox over the weekend. I watched TV. I don't know. I mean, I think it's whether they're going to strike down the one mandate or not, or the whole thing's going to fall, or they're going to let it all go. I don't know. I think this has become tremendously, whether it's not right or wrong, it's become tremendously political again. And I think that's the big problem.
Well, it's hard. You're right. It's going to go either way. I wouldn't bet on it, although they are betting on it, Steve.
Yeah, that's right.
But I got to tell you, Mike, now this is in my opinion, the general liberal kind of mindset is the blaming and the leaking. I haven't heard any of that leaking, and so I don't know. I'm thinking maybe it'll get struck down, that mandate, because nothing's been said.
And if it's struck down, it'll probably be Bush's fault again.
They do. They're supposed to be kind of apolitical, but the Supreme Court's, you know, they're just human, and they may make a deal where they'll strike that mandate down and then let some of the others go, which technically probably shouldn't be. But hey, I'm guessing. Then I think they'll let Arizona keep their law. I don't think they'll overturn that one. But
all right, and of course they'll reference back to see what happened when Bush stole from Gore at that Supreme Court again. They're the bad guys. They're the bad guys for sure.
Well, in any case, I think it'll be 5-4, one way or the other.
Yeah. All right, here's one. I want your reaction about this. We'll begin with Mike. This is not made up. This is not a fake. This is a real deal. It's called the Obama Registry. If you have a birthday, anniversary, or wedding, let your friends know how important the election is to you. Register with Obama 2012. Ask for a donation in lieu of a gift. It's a great way to support the president on your big day. Plus, it's a gift that we can all appreciate and goes a lot further than a gravy bowl. Register with Obama 2012. Give up your birthday, anniversary, or wedding gifts to help the president. Mike, your reaction. What's your reaction?
It's too early to throw up. I can't do it. You got to be kidding me.
No.
Absolute joke. I mean, it's pathetic. You know, listen, keep that stuff out of politics, will you? Let's move on. You want to support the man? Send him some money. You don't send him a nice card and say, "Sorry, buddy, we'll see you when you're out of office."
Well, I don't know whether I'm going to give up my present, Steve. that's quite a twist. I'll bet you some people send money in.
It just feels creepy. I mean, really? Wedding day?
I think it's genius, whoever thought it up. It's pathetic that they thought it up, that anybody would give up. Well, I'm sorry. I mean, it's just not going to happen. I mean, they're not getting my bag of jelly beans. No way.
I mean, it was one of those I read over the weekend. I read it to my family. I said, "Does this feel creepy? Because this feels weird. This is like, oh my gosh, the great leader. Here's all my gifts, all my stuff, Christmas, birthdays, everything. You just take my stuff."
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, that's what it comes down to. Yeah. Let's forget Christmas this year. Forget the gifts. Let's send a donation to the man.
Wow.
Yeah, that'll be the triplets' Christmas present. Yeah. See how they like it.
I don't know. It was the one that rocked me. All right, I tell you what. The Sandusky thing made me sick. They found him guilty, 45 of 48 counts. I just want the story to go away. I think we have a very sick individual, an evil guy, Jerry Sandusky, guilty. Friday night he came down and got a lot of attention over the weekend.
Well, it's a tragedy. I mean, that whole incident is what really, I think, you know, took away Joe Paterno's will to live. You know, he ended up being let go. The president ended up being let go. I'm not sure that was right. Then I guess, again, everybody keys it to what they knew, when they knew, what they did about it. But this man is sick. I mean, he's never going to see another day of freedom in his life. And probably for that reason, I mean, it's justified that he never does.
Yeah.
You just can't justify in any way what he did and say it's okay. It's not okay. It's terrible.
Well, again, I think I'm with you, Steve. It's good. That's over, and you just move on.
There's an appeal. They're going to complain. They said we wanted to get more time. Otherwise, you'd go through the whole thing again, which would be sickening. So hopefully not. Hopefully that's the last we hear of Jerry Sandusky until the sentencing in 3 months. All right, any explanation for gas prices? Barrels at $78. Gas prices are down. The president can't do that ahead of an election, can he, Johnny?
I'm sorry?
He can't manipulate the gas prices, but they're going down.
No, I don't think so. And you know, it'll go up and down. That's still a commodity, Steve. And I think there's just less demand. I think people are trying to use less energy because it costs too much.
John, you know more about that than I do, and I wouldn't disagree with you, but I have never seen more traffic in my life.
There you go.
I mean, I don't know where the hell it's going. I mean, it's everywhere. Everywhere I go, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, if you see, this is only one city, Chicago, but it's incredible. And the people out the highways, and I went out and play, I know I travel a little bit playing golf and drive around in the suburbs and that, and it's just amazing. If you hit it at the wrong time, it makes you want to, you know, scream because you crawl. You go nowhere. And so everybody's going somewhere.
Well, I see it in Houston too, Steve. So maybe it's just there's been a concentrated effort to produce more, and then maybe the projections. You know, it was a little inflated on speculation. There's no doubt, but that wasn't the speculators manipulating. They were just betting on it, and maybe it's kind of just settled into reality.
Now,
I don't think it'll go a whole lot lower.
You see more activity, Johnny, in the Gulf and other places as far.
Well, if we could get our drilling permits, but all over the globe, people are pretty active searching for energy, and don't forget about the kind of the shale oil and the fracking that's really picking up speed in this country on land, and so we're seeing a lot of that.
All right, over the weekend, Egypt President Mohamed Morsi, Muslim Brotherhood. What's that do for Israel, Johnny? That's a little precarious, I think.
Well, I don't know. So there you go. Maybe it's settling down, or maybe it's jumping from the frying pan into the fire here.
Yeah.
But I don't know much about the Muslim Brotherhood. I think we have a negative impression, but don't know much about them, Steve.
Well, I think we designated them as a terrorist group at one point.
I think that could be. And how this guy's going to rule in a legitimate, I guess legitimate, role, we'll have to see. I don't know.
Well,
do you know anything about that?
I listened to, you couldn't hear him. I don't understand him, but I, you know, translated what he said. I really have no clue, but I know one thing. They don't want to mess around with Israel now. I'm just telling you that right now. Whether they're the Muslim Brotherhood or not, they don't want to mess around with that egg, because that egg will step on them and it'll get to them. I mean, and it'll cause a lot of problems in the world. There's no question about that. But, they're trying to get away from a military rule, and everybody praises the fact that this was a democratic process. And, you know, and maybe that's all good. I don't know. But, I mean, I think the military is still going to be involved in this government some way.
Yeah, they're kind of actually calling the shots in a way. So we'll see how that shakes out, Steve. But very interesting. Gone and Muslim Brotherhood in.
Yeah. And he defeated Hosni Mubarak's last prime minister. Apparently, both sides claim victory. There's all kinds of turmoil.
Yeah, it's about 2.5 percentage points, or one was like 51 something to 49 or 40.
I got you. Yeah. Wow.
Real close, and obviously they're bracing for violence either way. So that was a big story over the weekend. All right, well, we're off and running, and big week at the Supreme Court. We'll have a lot to talk about this coming Friday in golf. The Travelers, it goes to Leishman. He shot a 62. I mean, the thing that strikes me about it, their names at the top of the leaderboard. Mike, you've said it many times.
Yeah.
In professional golf, there's 100 guys that could win on a weekend.
Well, you know, it was, 62. You know, you shoot 62 on the open highway, that's good. Come on, guys. I don't care what the golf course is. And he's sitting in the clubhouse, and they came to him. He didn't go to them. They came back to him. I mean, it just happens sometimes. But, I mean, hit a couple bad shots, you're in the water, you make a double, next hole you bogey, it's over. You know, you're out of it. I mean, you've got a two-shot lead coming in.
No, Charlie Hoffman, I think, had
right,
the two-shot.
Hoffman had
and Bubba Watson had a shot, everything else. And finally, any word on our guy Drew Brees in New Orleans, Johnny?
Well, they're still talking.
Yeah.
Of course, I tell you about the shoeshine boy theorem?
No.
Yeah, at the airport, the shoeshine boy claims that he's kind of they're kind of stalling because he as an unemployed NFL or former, he's not under contract with the NFL, so he can work with Sean Payton without getting in trouble. That's just a shoeshine boy, Mike. But you never know. Maybe they're just having a few more days where he can talk to the coach. That's a rumor. Other than that, they say they're close, and we're all hoping they'll get that deal done.
Well, you know, he's probably the most integral part of that team, so I would think. I don't know. I mean, it depends on what they think is important or not. I don't know. I mean, I think there is somewhere along the way you got to say, wait a second now. It's like the thing on Forte in Chicago. You know, the tenderman, $7.7 million. I mean, where does it stop? Somewhere. Then it becomes uneconomical even to own a franchise if you're going to pay out more than you take in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I understand all that. But maybe that, I mean, I don't know.
Well, gentlemen.
You know, Steve, he's, without Peyton, I think Brees could probably run the team. We could do well without Sean Payton. But if you lose Peyton and Brees, I think we're just going to be right there in the middle of the pack. I don't know, Mike. We've got Chase Daniels, a great young quarterback. But,
Brees
is the man. We got to get him.
Well, listen, we'll leave it there, but we'll call you Friday. Meanwhile, I'll get you both registered on the Obama registry so you can give them all
your... Okay, we're going to make a donation.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you both.
All right, guys. Take care,
Mike. As he says, Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka, brought to you by Menechi's Restaurant. I want to eat Italian cuisine on the patio. Go to Menechi's Restaurant, first in Springfield in Champaign.